Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available at iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Or as always, you can head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts. And please share those on social media. So many great shows and articles up on America Out Loud that is sure to keep you busy for a long time. You know, Rob, this woke society we are living in continues to get worse and worse. Over 40 years ago, St. Pope John Paul II warned about the possibility of harmful elements that have now clearly taken root in Marvel and DC Comics. First, we talked about Robin being gay and that being in a lot of the DC comics. And now it is Superman who is gay. It feels like this is an attempt to fill children's head with perversion and filth. It is so over the top. We are witnessing the effects in society more and more. The child raped in the bathroom, only for us to find out the mentally ill pervert got away with it again. This kind of thing has to stop. Parents and patriots have to put their foots down and continue to get involved. You need to check on what your children are watching and reading, and you damn sure need to keep an eye on what they are learning in school. We're now seeing another incident play out in Oklahoma, where a non-binary lawmaker said it's hard to work with people who adamantly oppose your existence after Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt said there was no such thing as non-binary. He is absolutely right, but just watch what the reaction will be from the clueless, woke, and entitled puppets that we have in our society. I am so fed up with it. How about you, Rob?
I'm fed up also, Andrew. First, I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. I must say that your opening was right on point, because we see this perversion throughout society with people complaining and wanting their rights. And I think, as one of our guests said once, that once you open the door to giving identity rights, you've crossed over to a whole new different ballgame. And that's exactly what the left is doing, giving rights to identity. And then they get mad if you don't accept or go along for the ride. You see this all over society. I want this. I want that. Respect me for this. Respect me for that. We have our Secretary of State celebrating International Pronouns Day. International Pronouns Day. What exactly is International Pronoun Day? A day that they've just created new pronouns? Well, that's it. Has nothing to do with science, a complete disregard for science. Whenever the left wants to push something forward, they will suspend all anything that's lawful, anything that makes sense, just to get across their agenda. International Pronoun Day. And while we're celebrating International Pronoun Day, Andrew, China was firing off a sonic bomb that could go so many miles an hour. But we're celebrating International Pronouns Day. And we're smiling and we're clapping our hands. We're gleeful. We're thinking this is the best thing since sliced bread. While the rest of the world is getting its house in order, because they don't know what's down the pipeline, now that Joe Biden, Sleepy Biden, is a resident of the White House, they're preparing their citizens for what may come. But we're busy trying to create this fake utopia with International Pronouns Day, genderless society, women at the top, men at the bottom because they're so toxic. Boys can be girls, and if you say that you're a boy, you need to rethink that because you really aren't. There are no boundaries in society. You just go wherever and do whatever. And if you dare question it, we'll sic the Department of Justice on you. And they'll shut you up. They'll shut you down. Take away your livelihood. And once we've taken away the livelihood of everyone, then they'll become dependent upon the government, which is the end game, so that the government will have to take care of you. And you'll say and do anything the government will say and ask of you, because you want those little pittances that the government is going to send out and give you to survive. This just didn't start with Joe Biden, although he's the vehicle that's keeping it going now, full speed ahead. It started way back when. Way, way, way back when. When the people that are out there now, these woke people, were in school, they were being indoctrinated. That is the reason why Joe Biden's infrastructure bill wants to create universal child care for children as early as 2 or 3. They want to get to them early on to indoctrinate them. Look at the schools around us. You have no say-so in the education. We know what's best. You shut up. Let us handle this. And if you speak out, we're going to go after you. The National Teachers Association sent a letter to Merrick Garland, demanding probably that he sends out the Department of Justice, the FBI, to the school boards to protect them. What is the local police for? And what does he do? Like clockwork, he sends them out. Merrick Garland, the person that Barack Obama wanted to be on the Supreme Court, Merrick Garland, the same person that Chuck Schumer and all the folks on the left bitched and moaned and said that it wasn't fair that he didn't have his day on the Supreme Court. Merrick Garland, the guy that they rolled out there as being some little innocent person, yet they knew who he was and what he would do. We didn't know. And of course, the media isn't going to tell you. They're supposed to be our eyes and ears, but now we see that they're not our eyes and our ears. They're the propaganda arm of the Democrats. Merrick Garland, weaponizing the Department of Justice against taxpayers. If you dare go to the school board and question them, we will label you a domestic terrorist. And it doesn't stop there, because once you've been labeled, watch out. Because your entire life now is going to end. You'll probably lose your job because your company is so afraid of the woke mob that they won't stand up. They'd rather get rid of you as opposed to having someone like Black Lives Matter protesting at their doorsteps. They don't care that you have a family to take care of. They could care less. That's the price you have to pay to them for speaking out. They don't like you. So he's weaponizing these people to come after us. And the other day when they were asking him during a hearing when he was supposed to report to the Hill to testify, I think it was Jim Jordan asked him directly, where did you get the information from to send out the Department of Justice, the FBI, to these school boards? And he said, well, I heard there was a threat. Where did you hear the threat from? Oh, well, I don't remember. Oh, come on. Well, I think someone sent a letter. Sent a letter? Someone sent you a letter, and you're going to act upon the letter without investigating. You have senators and representatives asking you to go and look into Hunter Biden's case, and you're looking the other way. But just as soon as someone sends you a letter to say, shut down these people because we don't like what they're saying, we can't get our socialist agenda across, they're going to keep us from telling the kids that sex, the genders don't exist, and you send someone out. Really? Merrick Garland, who's over the Justice Department, the Attorney General of the United States, a man who is supposed to be on the Supreme Court. So had he gotten that seat, he would have changed the entire way of life. Merrick Garland, the person that they said, it's his turn. He deserves a right. He deserves that seat. But I think it was it Kavanaugh who got the seat? Who's proven to be a bit of a disappointment. You can't make this stuff up. So when they say you shouldn't have a litmus test for the Supreme Court, I say maybe you should.
Yeah, we dodged a bullet on that one for sure.
Absolutely. We dodged a major bullet. Because this guy, I mean, you look at him, he seems innocent enough. And not only that, Andrew, we find out that his son-in-law is pushing a curriculum for CRT, critical race theory. Folks, I was listening to Condoleezza Rice. She was on The View, and she schooled those women on The View so eloquently by telling them, I know what racism is. I grew up in segregated Alabama. And I don't think that Black children, their Black skin, have to feel that they're important by making white children feel bad. We all know that racism exists. We're not a blind society, but at the level that they're saying that it exists is wrong. And a majority of the people, Andrew, that I find who are racist are on the left. Yes, there are some people on the right who are racist. But on the left, because everything that they're pushing is embedded in racism. And some would say, well, what do you mean? Well, look at how they're attacking Condoleezza Rice. There was an author the other day of this rag piece, The Griot, saying that Condoleezza Rice is a foot soldier for white supremacy. A foot soldier. Now, simply because she doesn't share your conservative views, why would you come out and say she's a foot soldier? See, those are key words that, you know, wag the dog tail. They get people all riled up when you start talking about white supremacy. How many white supremacy exists in the country? A whole lot less than Black Lives Matter. And if you say Black Lives Matter is wrong or criticize it, you could get written up. You're criticizing this group. What are you saying? That's racism. But I thought we were told by Christopher Wray that Black Lives Matter was an ideology, that it's not a group. It's just an idea. So if it's an idea, how am I criticizing or attacking it? We're supposed to attack ideas and institutions, but according to the left, we can't. But people aren't looking. They're not seeing this. They're not hearing this. I think that Amy Coney Barrett has bought into this whole Black Lives Matter thing because she has a Black daughter. So it begs the question, did she adopt this child out of love, or was she trying to do some type of experiment? I think she has a Black daughter and a Black son. I mean, it does beg the question, because when I heard her during the George Floyd hearings, she was being her confirmation. And she said, well, I saw this and I thought, wait, I've got a Black daughter. So what am I supposed to tell her? Well, I would tell you what you tell her. You tell her that he was a bad guy. He shouldn't have died. What happened to him is unfortunate. But it ends there. We don't need monuments put up of George Floyd. For what? I don't want to celebrate his criminal life. We're sending the wrong message to Black, brown, red, yellow children.
Agreed. But don't you think Amy Coney Barrett, that might be exactly the reason she was selected? Because we all recall President Trump had very little time to get this judge through, and he had to pick someone with a non-controversial track record. The Democrats could not hold it up like they did Kavanaugh. So it seemed like she was a very safe choice, having the Black family and everything else in her career. There was not much to go after her for. So I think that might be a big reason why she was selected.
You're probably right. I heard Trey Gowdy say on his show that you look at Republicans and the people that they put on the court, and that I would say, I think six judges that were confirmed to the court happen to be liberals. Whereas you look on the Democrat side, none of their selections that they picked are conservatives. So conservatives have got to do a better job in selecting who they want on the court. And my honest opinion, I think Clarence Thomas right now, he and Justice Alito are solid down to the core conservatives. John Roberts, he's weak as they come. He's subject to flip. Amen. He's another John Kasich. Coney Barrett and Kavanaugh, the verdict is still out, but what I see so far, I wouldn't hang my hat on what they will rule on. Gorsuch on the other end, he seems to be more level-headed in his jurisprudence when he's looking at it, but time will tell. But Andrew, just going back to your opening statement, you're spot on with what we're encountering. And then you look at the person that Biden selected, Rachel Levin. And we've spoken about her before. She's an admiral now, the first one, the first transgender. Why do we have to have a first transgender? Why couldn't we have selected a female for that position, selected a Black female, a Hispanic female? Why did we have to go and select a transgender? Now, we've got to be honest about this. A transgender. So she's transcending from one gender to the next. Okay, your chromosomes aren't going to change. I'm sorry. You can live in this pretend world, this make-believe world, and I'm not disparaging that world. I'm just saying you can live in it if you want to, but don't expect us to comply. Don't expect us to look at this and say, okay, that's who you are, because we're not. And for her to be up at that level, she's being broadcast to the world, to our children again, that this is okay, this is acceptable. I would like to go and be a fly on her wall, his wall, and to see the turmoil that exists in Dr. Levin's life, because you can't lead me to believe that it isn't there. This is the same woman or man, transgender, who shielded his mom from the coronavirus, from moving him from a nursing home that he said, we're going to put you here, and thousands died, but he moved his mom out. There is no accountability. No one is saying anything about it. And what does Joe do? I'm going to give you a consolation prize. I am going to reward you for your efforts simply because you're transgender, simply because of your identity, simply because we want others to know that if you're transgender, you can do the same thing. Wrong answer. What about the women who are just as good, equally good, that could have been in that position? And I would say to Black people, you're constantly running behind these Democrats and looking for them to give you the door to walk through, and they keep shutting it in your face with another identity. Shutting it in your face. Why didn't Joe Biden, if he's into identity politics, pick a Black person? Why didn't he pick a Black man to be his vice president? How many Blacks does he have on his and his cabinet member in key positions? I think there's one. I can't remember the guy's name. Pete Buttigieg, Secretary of Transportation. What the heck does he know about transportation, Andrew? Not a damn thing. And that is the reason why we have a supply chain problem. Because he's off hiding somewhere.
On maternity leave.
Now, I'm all for maternity leave or paternity leave, whatever you want to call it. But when you're in a key position, I would think and hope that you would have a backup and that you would keep your finger on the pulse. But I'm sure he didn't. He turned his back on it and say, hey, don't worry about it. And now look at the problems that we have. He should have never been selected for that position. He should have never been able to run for the presidency. And you had people in his hometown of South Bend, Indiana, speaking out against him. You had Black people speaking out against him. But you know what? The media shut them down. They didn't want you to hear what they had to say. They didn't want you to hear that he was a horrible mayor. They didn't want you to hear that he has done nothing for the Black community there. They didn't want you to hear that the Black community has a very angst relationship, or had one, with his office. The only thing they wanted you to hear and see that, oh, he's a gay mayor and he's young and he was in the Army. Identity politics, putting people in positions that do not deserve it. Rahm Emanuel, a failed mayor, getting ready to be appointed the ambassador of Japan. And it's all for show. He only wants to be there for the partying and to make connections. That's it. Because what could he possibly report on? If you were to say, we want you to be the ambassador for Timbuktu, he would look the other way. He did nothing for Chicago, a failed mayor, and don't forget, he wanted the police, or he was trying to hide the shooting of Tamir Rice, I think it was. So he too gets a prize for doing absolutely nothing. But yet and still, Black people will go to the polls and vote for them. Terry McAuliffe wanted to be the governor of Virginia. He's just come out and said, I don't want parents to have anything to do with their children's education. Loudoun County. I hope the people, the good people of Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, wakes up and says, no way, we're not going to vote for you. He had Obama out, Kamala Harris, campaigning for him, Stacey Abrams. And what for? He was already the governor once. Why does he want to get back in and continue to mess up the state? And people will continue to vote for them and complain. Things aren't going right. I can't believe this. What do you mean? You voted for him. Just like New York City voted for de Blasio, not once, but twice, knowing that he was incompetent, knowing that he was for communism, knowing that his wife was a complete idiot who has lost $1 billion. But you voted for them. And now we've learned that he's used private government drivers to drive his kids backwards and forward to the university. Why couldn't they pay for it? Will he be charged? Probably not. No one's going to look into it because there's a different government, different rules of the law for Democrats and regular citizens. And people will continue to vote for them. It's one thing I'll say about Republicans. If one of them is doing wrong, they will throw them under the bus quicker than you can say quick. But Democrats, oh no, they will hem, they will haw. You have to have done something extremely bad for them to let you loose. Look at Governor Cuomo, yet to be charged with the nursing home scandal. And if COVID-19, the China virus, killed more Black people than white people, I would like to see the numbers of the nursing home. How many Black and brown people were killed because of Andrew Cuomo? Black people won't fight about that. They won't say anything. It is time to wake up, people. The country's at a crossroads. And we will fall and not be able to get up if we don't look at these issues and start demanding that people be held accountable. Demand that the Attorney General Merrick Garland. Why is your family profiting off of pushing CRT, your daughter's husband? Why is that? Why is Hunter Biden profiting off of his dad with an art show? Why? Why hasn't Merrick Garland went after him? And he'll probably say, well, I was waiting for John Durham. And then John Durham will come back and say, well, that wasn't in my domain. No one told me to look at it. You see how this goes? They'll all play dumb.
Yeah.
And Hunter gets off.
Yeah, it's hard to believe at this point anyone in this establishment class will ever be held accountable. I want to go back to the Attorney General Garland hearing from the other day. You know, Jerry Nadler was in charge of that committee. And if you ever want to see how a partisan hack runs a committee, just watch Jerry Nadler. He would not let Jim Jordan or Republicans play video evidence of what is happening at a lot of these school boards. They do not want the American people to hear that. They want to dodge and deflect and keep pushing their woke agenda. And we really need to take back this House and Senate in 2022, because I am so sick of seeing hacks like Jerry Nadler in charge of all these committees.
But Andrew, here's a challenging point. I saw that and I was wondering, why wouldn't you just let the American people see it? What harm is it going to cause? Well, he's afraid that some out there have not seen it, and the media has been pushing it and spinning it a completely different way. I mean, the superintendent of that school knew that someone had been raped, and he lied to the school board and said, no, no one had been raped. And yet and still, he still has his job. Why aren't people in the streets protesting? Well, they're not in the streets protesting because if they do, Merrick Garland will sic the FBI on them, the Department of Justice. Now, this is wrong. I mean, people, this is happening before our very eyes. And they're saying that we're protecting you. No, they are not. We have become a military state weaponized by the Department of Justice because of Joe Biden. Merrick Garland is an evil man. We have got to open up our eyes and start getting in the street. But if we were to do that, they would say it's an insurrection. Again, elections have consequences. Stolen elections with big tech paying off different groups have consequences. Now, I know a lot of you are hoping that they censor big tech or take away some of the power. That's what they want. They want that to happen. And then you have Republicans who are clueless at times, will not stand up. If we get the House and the Senate in 2022, will they stand up and push back and go full throttle? Because if you have both houses, if you're in control of both houses, then you do what you need to do. You push through your agenda and you make certain that all these people who were hiding, committing a crime, are exposed. I don't want to hear about any freaking special counsel. I don't want to hear about, well, they're going to think there's retribution. I almost said the F word. Okay. I was getting a little carried away there, Andrew. But screw that. Okay. These are the things that we have to do to protect the country. We can't just sit by and allow them to take over and steamroll us over. We have got to push forward. So in 2022, if we take back both houses, we immediately, without doubt, without reservation, start arresting people. And if they say, well, if we do that, we might lose the next election. And if we do that, they're going to say that we're being partisan. I don't give 2 cents. You have to do it to protect the country, to protect the union, because we're at a critical mass stage. If the Democrats are successful in pushing through this infrastructure bill, that's it. Because once it's implemented, you have to untangle it. And what usually happens is that the next group comes in and they don't bother about saying, no, we're going to untangle all of this stuff. They let it keep going. That is a reason why they're pushing for it. And if they can get any semblance of it, they will be happy. We must push back. We must get candidates that are in office that will stay the course. We need strong, red-blooded conservatives. We don't need the conservatives that are divisive, that are cuckoo, that will go off on the left wing and start talking about aliens, this. Well, we don't need that. We need conservatives that are strict constructionists and that will stay the course and fight the cause. Plain and simple.
Well said, Rob. We are living in scary times, and during these scary times, you should be having better sleep, focus, and energy. Check out Healthy Cell, the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health. Healthy Cell comes in tasty gel packs, so if you don't like taking pills, Healthy Cell is perfect for you. Head on over to healthycell.com and save 20% off your first order with the code OUTLOUD. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Let's get real. Let's get loud. On America Out Loud Talk Radio, this is McCullough Report. Are you tired of your tired vitamins? Consider Healthy Cell. These are pill-free vitamins that are in convenient gel packs. I like the Focus and Recall supplement. I use this a lot. You know, your brain uses a lot of energy, and it depends on a variety of micronutrients and vitamins. Boost your short-term focus and long-term brain power with Healthy Cell's Focus and Recall vitamins. So go to healthycell.com, use the code OUTLOUD, all capital letters, OUTLOUD, for a 20% off your first order of any Healthy Cell product. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
America OutLoud.com is the alternative from the agenda-driven globalist. Here, we take on the challenges of our generation so that we can preserve future generations. On-demand podcast or real-time talk radio with our streaming apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
And we're back after dark with Rob and Andrew. And if you missed the first half, hey, you don't want to miss the second half because we are on fire breaking down all of the hot topics and latest news that has transpired from last week up until this week. Now, when we ended the show, I was talking about Americans standing up, not being afraid, because if we don't, we're going to lose our country. And that couldn't be any more true than seeing or finding out that 1.7 million illegal aliens have been apprehended at the border. I don't even know why we're saying apprehended, because some of these people are just turning themselves in. 1.7 million. Now, let's just look at the numbers. 1.7 million, then we have about 100,000 Afghanis that have been flown from Afghanistan to here and resettled, will not be going back home now. They're here for good. And at some point, they will become citizens, unfortunately. So you got the 1.7, then you got the 100 plus thousand Afghanis coming. Now, think about the other aliens that have managed to come across the border and make their way to your home states, your cities. I hate to think about it. A new class of voters, a new class of citizens. Now, some of you may say, well, how can they become citizens? How can they vote? Well, when you have Democrats in control, anything is possible. Anything is possible. I have said this on more than one occasion, and I will keep saying it. The media wants to pivot from the obvious. I'm not going to pivot. I am going to stand planted. Because we need to keep these topics out front and center. You look at this whole rollout of the vaccine. Folks, the vaccine is good, okay? I know that a lot of you are afraid of it. I think the vaccine is a good vaccine. I don't think that everyone needs to take the vaccine. If you're of a certain, fall in a certain bucket, then by all means, take the vaccine. You have underlying conditions, a weak immune system, elderly, take the vaccine because you're more susceptible to getting sick. You're more susceptible of getting this Chinese virus, the China virus that they have put on our society. Thanks to Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fraud. Now, he's not going to tell you. He's going to ignore it, and the media is going to ignore it when we have all the evidence pointing at the fact that he funded gain of function. Now, he will say, oh, no, I didn't, and he's telling the truth. He didn't do it directly, but he had another company. He had money to go to a company that he created or that he knew about. That's how it took place. So when the law finally does come down on him, his first defense will be, oh no, I never said me personally, but it was a company that I knew about. This guy is clever, he is evil, and he should be kicked out, but he won't leave. The media will not demand his head because they want him to go out in a blaze of glory, having killed millions of Americans. Yet and still, he is there. So back to my point, with all these aliens and people coming across, 1.7, 100,000 Afghanistanians, and God knows how many others are here populating, having anchor babies, and then the vaccine. If you don't take it, you're going to lose your job. They're pushing this on corporations. And the sad thing about it is that Joe, Sleepy Joe said, I don't think we should have mandates. But see, that was before he realized that people weren't going to take it, or the people that he want to take it. Maybe people would have taken it if Trump was in office. Maybe people would have taken it if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris hadn't scared the heebie-jeebies out of them. Maybe people would take it if they would be truthful with the data. Stop pretending that people who were killed from taking the vaccine didn't die. Be honest, be truthful. Let us know the numbers. And then maybe people will trust you and believe you. But when you're working under a cloud of suspicion and you're trying to push people to take it, force them to take it, and if they don't take it, you're going to take away their livelihood, of course people are going to look at this and say there's something that's wrong with it. And then for our justice system not to support these people and to go along with it and say, we don't care, screw you. You didn't take our vaccine. You don't deserve to participate. You don't deserve unemployment. You don't deserve to keep your benefits. See, they don't have a dog in the game. So they don't care about your misery and your suffering. So they'll leave you out there to perish. Meanwhile, all these people that are coming across the border, they're not taking the vaccine. They're not being tested. They're going in our communities. They're spreading the virus, but no one is looking at them. And you know what will happen? It will create hostility. People will eventually look at them and say, it's because of you that my mom died. It's because of you that this person died. It's because of you because you're an illegal alien. And then there will be resentment toward illegal aliens, thanks to the liberals, thanks to the left, who created this. They created the resentment, they created the hate by creating a different tier of citizenship. You see how it works? They create this bull. They're doing the same thing with CRT, making Black people think that you're better than white people. Black people only make up 12% of the population. And what will happen? What will be born out of this? Resentment, anger, frustration. People hating the other people, thinking that you got a leg up and I didn't. The same thing happened in Rwanda. Go and look at history. The exact same thing happened in Rwanda. And why Black people, educated Black people, aren't educated enough to see what's happening is beyond my realm of thinking. They're too busy thinking, oh, we got a leg up now on old whitey. We're going to show the white man now. We got a leg up. We can cry racism. They can lose their job. Look at Rwanda. There was a movie, Andrew, that came out back in, I think it was 2005 or 6, called Hotel Rwanda with Don Cheadle. Great movie. We are repeating it over again in the United States of America under the guise of equity. Equity, my butt. You are creating division and segregation by telling people, if you don't take the virus, you can't participate in society. We're going to take away your livelihood because you didn't, if you don't take the vaccine, we're going to take away your livelihood. Really? So then I am going to grow to hate you because you did that. And while all this is going on, who comes into play? Illegal aliens, the people from Afghanistan, because they'll start saying, well, let's use them in the workforce. They'll take the vaccine. Let's put them in the workforce. Another class of citizens. And then Americans will see this and start hating these people. It might seem far-fetched to some of you. But if you look at history, if you look at what's happening, this is exactly what will take place. Remember the Great Migration up north, when Blacks were leaving the South and going toward the North to work in the factories. A lot of the Italians got mad. Why? Because they said the Blacks were going to take their jobs. Look at the Irish. Look at what happened to the Irish. When people didn't like them, they thought there was too many of them coming in and taking the jobs. This is what happens when you're unable to clearly define what's happening and you're creating these new systems, these new citizens, these new classes of folks. So just imagine all these police officers losing their jobs. And remember this by design, because you had a lot of woke people saying defund the police. I mean, they managed it somewhat, but it wasn't quick enough. So now, oh, let's throw in, take the vaccine. If you don't take the vaccine, you lose your job. So you will have qualified people losing their jobs crime rate is just exploding all over us in minority neighborhoods. Now, some people say, oh, well, white people, they're committing crimes also. Please stop saying that. We know that. But look at the communities that are being most affected by it, Black and brown communities. Yes, white people are experiencing crime. But do you see people in their neighborhoods with guns shooting people in the head, shooting their brains out, shooting their children? And this old saying, well, nothing's going to happen until it moves to the suburbs. And then that's when Black people with white people will say something. Yes, but those white people will have the money to move out and go somewhere else. Black people, come on, look at the facts. We're not just saying this because we're picking at you. We're saying this for you to wake up. You're being replaced by folks coming in at the border. And it's not just Hispanics. You got Africans coming in. You got Indians coming in. You got Haitians coming in. But these people will take your place at the dinner table. The liberals will put them in your neighborhoods. And then crime will go up because there's no police. When there are police, there's law and order. Yes, we know that there are bad police. There are bad doctors. But do you hear people out in the street saying, defund the doctors? Yes, get rid of all the doctors? Nope. No, you don't see it. But with police, and the majority of the police force is made up of whom? Black and brown people. Yes, there are white people in the red states, but in the minority states, Black and brown people and some white people. You got to wake up, folks. You've got to wake up. Because if you lose your job, you can't work, then they move in the illegals, and then they say, oh, well, let's give them citizenship. Oh, let's give them this. Let's give them that. 2022, Andrew, cannot get here quick enough, because what's happening in society, it's scary.
Yeah, let's not forget segregation is alive and well in New York City as well. Still the highest percentage of unvaccinated people happen to be Black people. And here you have them unable to eat at restaurants or do a lot of everyday things in New York City, including what we are seeing with this Brooklyn Nets and Kyrie Irving situation where he refuses to get the vaccine. I believe he's like a 30-year-old professional athlete. Absolutely no reason that he needs the vaccine. Yet here they are trying to mandate him to get it to play. And it seems like he is a figure that so many in the Black community, particularly in New York, are looking up to, because they've been looking for someone to stand up to these tyrannical mandates. And this Dr. Fauci is an absolute monster. Not only has he been caught lying under oath multiple times, including this gain of function research, which he completely lied about, but the latest is Dr. Fauci is under hot water for experimental research on dogs, including 40 beagles who were killed. They trapped their heads in a net and allowed them to be eaten alive by bugs. Just absolutely disgusting. Fauci is expected to have to answer on that next month, along with his lies on the gain of function research. Like I said in the first half, it is just hard to believe, especially in the Joe Biden administration, that anybody is going to be held accountable. But the lies and everything else is piling up on Dr. Fauci. And you have to wonder if it's only a matter of time before the cards collapse.
Well, Andrew, I actually question the gain of these guys going before Congress and testifying. Because the majority of them are wordsmithing. They're lying. We know that they're lying. Who is going to hold them accountable? Now you have the House committee, Jane 6 committee, they're trying to go after Brett Bannon, Steve Bannon. What the hell for? I mean, all of this by design so they can keep Trump from running again. And that's probably one of the reasons why Trump has not announced if he's going to run, because he wants to get through the midterms. Because if he were to announce it, of course, the media, that's all they need. Oh, he's going to be running. And the people that are running, they're going to do what he wants them to do. And they're going to do this. They're going to do that. It's like, no, we all think independently. The reason why we like Trump, because Trump said it like he meant it. He called out the lies. He spoke truth to power. So Dr. Fauci marching up to the Hill yet again, I think it's useless. Because even if we find out that he has lied, as we've done, when Senator Paul has questioned him, I mean, he's called him out, I mean, and called him to the carpet and has just like raked him over, up and down, turned him 20 ways to none. But yet and still, he's still there, no handcuffs. Had he been a Republican, you would have the FBI raiding his house. I want an FBI to raid Dr. Fauci. I want an FBI to raid Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, even Barack Obama, because I do believe there's some malfeasance taking place in his Martha's Vineyard house or his DC house. I just can't believe at this point, Andrew, I mean, you correct me if I'm wrong, maybe you're seeing things differently, that we're sitting here day after day seeing the corruption of Biden's administration, the corruption of the Democrats, 24/7, from the moment this man got into office illegally up until now, nothing but corruption, and no one has called him out. And when I say no one, meaning a major force, Republicans are doing it. But the media, I wish there were a way that we could make them collectively pay the price for the lies that they have, that they've spent out. Now, some would say, well, stop listening to them. Don't watch them. That's not good enough. We need a rebuke of them, a major rebuke. They need to be called out. I hope they fail. I hope they fail on a grand scale. They need to be called out. You look at Chris Wallace.
Exactly what I was thinking of.
Saying that Jennifer Psaki is like the best press secretary ever. Chris Wallace. I stopped liking the guy years ago because I saw that he was a partisan hack. Now, he will remain on Fox News because of the Murdoch brothers. We should buy some stock into, what is it? It's not Fox, but it's Sky Broadcasting. Because I would change a lot of what's happening there. You're either going to be conservative or you're going to be liberal. If you want to be in the middle, fine. But you need to report like you're from the middle. And you can't have hacks like Chris Wallace out there spinning lies, waiting to attack. He was disgusted by Donald Trump. Hated the man. The hate coming from him was so evident every time he would say his name, but yet and still Trump would give him an interview. I would say to all Republicans, conservatives, stop going on Chris Wallace. Come on my show, After Dark with Robin Andrew. This guy is nothing but a hack. Stop giving him that power that he's worth all that, or he's all of that, by giving him an interview. You gotta stop it. Bob Woodward, stop talking to him. Turn him down. CNN, I wouldn't even go on CNN or MSNBC. No, no, a lot of you are looking at it and saying, well, we want to reach that crowd also. We know that as liberals, we want to talk to them. I get it. But you can come on this show. You can give other called news conferences, press conferences, and they'll cover you, as opposed to going on their show and allowing them to spin your truth or to cut your truth up for a soundbite and use it against you and run it over and over again. You look at that knucklehead Don Lemonade, what he did when Joe Rogan called out Sanjay Gupta for the lies of CNN. Don Lemon wasn't going to have any of that. He had to have Sanjay Gupta back on the show to try to clean it up, clean up the mess on aisle 13. There is no cleaning up. Don Lemon shouldn't even be on TV, or Chris Wallace. Not Chris Wallace. Well, Chris Wallace, but Chris Cuomo. They shouldn't be on TV. Chris Cuomo has a problem with the women, sexual harassment. Don Lemonade has a problem with sexual harassment of men. Why are they still on TV? Why are they still behaving as if though they are the news, the only ones who could give the news? The same with Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper was okay until he made himself part of the news by coming out and saying, oh, well, yeah, I'm gay. No one ever asked me, but I assumed everyone knew. No, Anderson, you wanted to become part of the news cycle. And now that you have a gay following, so that if they decide to get rid of you, they'll come down on CNN. You know, it shouldn't be that way. I want back to the day whereby you're going to give the news, report the news, and that's it. If you're going to give your opinion, say that it's your opinion. All this other stuff we don't need. But we got that. We are here where we are today because no one is keeping these people honest, Andrew. No one is keeping them honest. So they get away with murder.
Yeah, Don Lemon, Anderson Cooper, and the rest of CNN pundits really looked like fools after that Sanjay went on Joe Rogan. They acted like it was wrong that someone should have a show like Joe Rogan where someone can say what they want to feel and actually push back against what the CNN doctor said. Of course, you can hear that all the time on America Out Loud, where people have freedom of speech to say whatever they want with zero censorship. But yeah, the CNN, they just looked like absolute fools after that interview. And I'm glad that Sanjay Gupta did it. And I thought Joe Rogan did a phenomenal job.
He did a fantastic job. Now, something that I would be remiss if I didn't mention, the big fat elephant in the room is Joe Biden. We talk about him all the time. The man has dementia. We sat through 4 years of the liberal media questioning President Trump's mental capacity. Oh, he's crazy. Oh, he's a madman. He's walking through the White House. He's mad. He's not talking to people. He's angry. He's doing this and he's doing that. We had to sit through 4 years of that, Andrew. And they know that it wasn't true. They knew that President Trump wasn't crazy. It was a madman. But they presented it that way to the American people. Trump would go out, speak extemporaneously, speak on a variety of topics, engage in the media. Sometimes I felt that he talked a bit too much. Sometimes I thought he told too much. Sometimes I felt that he could have dressed things up a bit. But he wasn't a politician. And that's one of the things that I'm forever reminded of. He was not, is not a politician. He does not operate that way. We were so used to having polished politicians who would lie to us, but say it in such an eloquent way that we would forgive them. Whereas Trump wasn't a politician and would just shoot straight from the hip, we didn't like it. But they lied over and over again saying he's a madman and he's doing this and sources tell us this and anonymous sources. And of course the anonymous sources were people within the newsroom making up lies. Whereas Joe Biden, the town hall he gave a week ago on CNN, stumbling and bumbling and forgetting, even saying, oh, where am I? And Anderson Cooper guiding him through, helping him, coaching him, feeding him things, saying what he should say. And in the end, you had these media pundits and commentators saying, oh, this is a man in charge. He knows exactly where he's going. He knows what he wants. Telling you, the American people, that, telling you lies, propaganda, so that you won't question the senility of this man. You won't question his mental capacity. You won't question the need to have him to take a physical and then report on those skills. Why hasn't that happened? Why hasn't the media demanded that Joe take a physical, a cognitive test? This is a man who has his finger on the nuclear bomb. He could blow the whole thing up if he gets so demented. But yeah, why is this kept?
We're in big trouble. You look at what just happened recently with former President Bill Clinton being in the hospital. Bill Clinton is actually 4 years younger than Joe Biden, and Bill Clinton was president for the last time 20 years ago. I have a hard time believing that Joe Biden is going to be able to make it another 3 years. And you look at his mental health and how it is deteriorating by the day. I mean, that town hall last week was just absolutely ridiculous. I've noticed a huge decline in his mental health even since he ran for office last year. I don't think this guy's making it to 2024.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, like you said, Bill Clinton is much younger than Joe Biden. I think President Trump is about Joe Biden's age, or might be a year younger. Bernie Sanders is Biden's age. And look at this guy. I think he's 78, 79. And when he first came into the race, and now, as I said on previous shows, every month he's going downhill, downhill. Obviously, they're giving him some type of drug. Now, we'll learn about it after he left the White House, that they're giving him some type of drug. That information should be disclosed to the American people. We have a right to know. Why aren't the senators pushing on this? Now, granted, even if they were to push on it, because they're outnumbered, nothing would ever happen. Nothing would ever happen. But we need to know what is it going on in Joe's head. It's very dangerous to have this man in his declining mental capacity in the White House. He doesn't know what he's doing, what he's saying. He's clenching his fist. And I heard that a lot of old people will do that. I thought he was clenching his fist during the town hall because he thought that Anderson Cooper was Corn Puff. You know, the guy who was a mean dude. Corn Puff was a mean dude. But he should not be in that role. Now, I'm sure Barack Obama is in his basement somewhere in his sweats, twerking with Michelle and sending off memos to Valerie Jarrett, who's sending them to Susan Rice. You know, we haven't seen Susan Rice lately. She's in hiding because she's probably running things at the White House. And then to have someone like Chris Wallace to come out and say, Jen Psaki is like the greatest White House secretary. Now, just imagine if Chris were to come out and say, Joe owes the American people a cognitive test. Joe owes the American people a mental test, a health checkup. He owes it. Just imagine if some of these senior so-called reporters were to come out and demand this and start speaking on it nonstop. But they won't. But yet and still, they're supposed to be the keepers of the truth. They claim to be keeping them honest. They claim to be getting out the information that we can't ask. I don't even watch Chris Wallace. Whenever I see him on, I turn the channel because he's a very soft skin, very sensitive man. And if you don't give him his props that he thinks he deserves, he'll just get nasty. Trump should not speak to him. He shouldn't ignore his phone calls. They need you. You don't need them. But it's sad that this man is in the White House in that mental capacity, and even if he were to go, like you were saying, Andrew, you don't know if he could last long. But here's the thing. If he, I think he will. I mean, they'll pump him up with vitamin B and whatever else. I don't think he'll decline. He's going to decline, but I think he'll stay in. We'll probably see less of him. And when we do see him, he'll probably start mumbling. They'll limit what he says. But if he didn't, Kamala Harris, the cackler, she's cackling all the time. Clearly not ready for prime time. And the media knows it. But they will create this whole, you know, aurora around her to make it seem as if though she is. Folks, we're in doo-doo. And we need to get out of it because it's scary.
Yeah, it almost reminds you of when you're back in school and you'd hear about FDR and the wheelchair and saying that the press would not report on the fact that he needed to be pushed around in a wheelchair at all times. We're seeing the same thing here in 2021 with the press refusing to report that Joe Biden has dementia. And it is obvious for all that can see and listen to him, particularly at his latest town hall. You saw it firsthand. Wow, what a great show tonight. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com. Check out Voice of a Nation, Ladies of Liberty, The McCullough Report. So many great shows over at America Out Loud. We'll see you guys next time. Remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.